The short film Passaic is a flashback to gritty times in North Jersey.
He's buried.
Its centerpiece, two murders that resulted in what would be the longest murder trial in state history at the time. There's still unanswered questions. The case remains unsolved.
To this day, people that are involved with the case, you know that sort of the truth never came out.
Michael Klausner is the writer and producer of the film Passaic. Its characters have different names, but the real-life story remains the same. Its main character isn't the newspaper publisher accused of murder, but a reporter from a competing paper. That reporter is Michael's father, Howard Klausner.
He was one of the few reporters that thought it was a setup, thought that the real murderers were sort of overlooked. My father thought he was going to win a Pulitzer for covering the story, and what happened was his publisher ended up firing his editor for trying to publish the story, because nobody wanted this competing newspaper publisher to actually gain ground or be vindicated for what was going on. They were looking to bury him. And my father was trying to report on the truth, which is very elusive.
Set to the backdrop of corruption, Klausner says the film is really a father-son story.
Murders? Your father was involved with this man?
He got harassed. The brakes of my mother's car were cut. You know, he got shot at. You know, they used to call the house saying they're looking to buy family plots. So it was a very strange time, and I never knew about this. And when my father passed away, I actually found a lot of these old stories, these clippings and the writings they did, and I thought, you know, this is just a great backdrop, but it also helps me understand my relationship with my father, because, you know, I never really knew what the truth was going on. But he was an award-winning journalist who wrote about the truth all the time, so I found it very strange, and it was sort of my way to get sort of redemption about that relationship.
You want to help your boy? Keep your mouth shut.
Several characters depicted in the film are still alive today, but Michael Klausner says he's not concerned for his safety like his father was in the 1960s.
Did get a few people saying I probably shouldn't have been telling this story anymore, and I maybe I had it wrong or something. And I know, you know, the person who is the publisher, he's a real person. He's actually a big philanthropist now, and he runs the film festival.
Michael Klausner submitted Passaic to that film festival. He says it was rejected. Amek Santos, WBGO News.